This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military accuses Hamas of preventing civilians from leaving northern Gaza as it's rolling out an all-out ground assault on the Palestinian territory.
Hamas is trying to block the roads. He's calling my calls fake. He says we're faking. He says stay put. He wants this human shield.
Israel has vowed to annihilate the Hamas militant group that controls Gaza in retaliation for the rampage by its fighters who stormed through Israeli towns a week ago. 1,300 people in the worst attack on civilians in Israel's history. On Friday, the Israeli military told the population of the northern half of the Gaza Strip, which includes the enclave's biggest settlement, Gaza City, to move south immediately. As tensions escalate, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his diplomatic push through the region to prevent the violence from spreading. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain.
Amid the tensions, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited the United Arab Emirates. Earlier in the day, Blinken held talks with his Saudi counterpart in Riyadh. He again stressed that there can be no more business as usual with Hamas.
Hamas is not representative of the Palestinian people or their legitimate aspirations for the future. Hamas is a terrorist group.
The Saudi foreign minister said it is important to condemn the targeting of civilians in any form, at any time, by anyone.
It will always be the civilians that suffer first. It will always be civilians on both sides that end up paying the price.
Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdullahian, called on Israel Saturday to stop its attacks on Gaza.
That's VOA's Cindy Sain reporting, and this is VOA News. Ukrainian officials have reported intense combat as Russian forces relentlessly assault the eastern Ukrainian city. And the city head, Vitaly Barabash, said on Ukrainian television Saturday that the enemy has not stopped either assaulting or shelling positions around the area. Barabash's comments come after Russia's UN ambassador told a UN Security Council meeting on Friday that Russia's intensified attacks in the east amounted to a new stage in the country's campaign in Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden attended the Human Rights Campaign National Dinner and condemned hate, VOA's Alexis Stroop reports.
Speaking before the Human Rights Campaign National Dinner on Saturday, U.S. President Joe Biden condemned anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, transphobia, and homophobia.
Because history has taught us again and again, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. Hate toward one group left unanswered opens the door for more hate toward more groups more often, readily.
Biden referred to last week's attack by Hamas on Israeli territory as a manifestation of hate that took the lives of at least 1,300 people, including 27 Americans. The president also lamented Palestinian deaths, saying many innocent Palestinian families are being used as, quote, human shields. The Human Rights Campaign, an advocacy group focusing on anti-LGBTQ hate, held its national dinner in Washington, D.C. I'm Alexis Stroop, VOA News.
Conservative former businessman Christopher Luxon will be New Zealand's next prime minister after winning a decisive election on Saturday. VOA's Jeff Custer with more.
After 6 years of a Liberal government led by Jacinda Ardern and, for the last 9 months, Chris Hipkins, the people of New Zealand voted for change, giving Luxon's National Party 40% of the vote. He's expected to form a coalition with the Libertarian ACT Party, but the exact makeup of the government is still to be determined. After the results were announced, Luxon addressed supporters in Auckland. He said he was humbled by the victory and couldn't wait to get to work. He thanked people from across the country.
And in all our conversations with you, we heard a description of New Zealand that can be so, so much better than it is. Yes. And we know it, and you voted for it, and together we will make this an even better country.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United Nations says it will repatriate 9 peacekeepers from a South African contingent, Eastern Congo, who were accused of sexual assault and other abuses. The UN said it decided to immediately repatriate the peacekeepers and a senior officer of the South African Army due to the seriousness of the allegations against them. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.